Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, Christy. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I'm really glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what this group's goals are.
I'm a third-generation Alaskan. I was born in Cordova, Alaska. I'm a registered petroleum engineer with well over a 30-year career. I'm a managing partner of Petrotechnical Resources of Alaska, an oil and gas consulting firm. I had the unique opportunity under Governor Walker's administration to serve as the Director of Oil and Gas for the state of Alaska. And I'm a mom of three wonderful children. My passion to stand up against this reckless and risky ballot measure is really twofold. I care deeply about the future of our state, and I want our state to have future opportunities for our children and grandchildren. PRA supports the oil industry. This industry was slammed in early 2020 with a price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia. Then came the explosive ramifications of COVID-19. In Alaska right now, we have 33% less small businesses than we did 1 year ago. And personally, at PRA, we're at 20% of our capacity. We're having to spend down savings to keep our doors open. Now is absolutely not the right time to enact a reckless tax initiative.
Mm-hmm. So why does the group that you're representing oppose the, can you get into a little bit deeper of why the group that you're representing opposes this ballot measure that would add a tax on oil production?
The opposition for this is really about twisting the other side's words, about fairness. If we really look at what's fair, both sides win. So kind of to dig into this, you need to look at some facts. You need to look at what are the real issues. So if you look at where are we right now today, what is the government take of oil on the North Slope in today's current prices? Well, it's fair to say that SB 21, our current tax policy, was set up and designed to protect the state of Alaska at low prices. That's where we are today. At $40 a barrel, these prices are very low. So what's the government take right now? It's approximately 96%. Okay, wow, 96% of the profit is going to the government component. That's hefty. What would happen in today's prices if the Fair Share Initiative was moved forward? The government take in that scenario is well over 100%.
You know, one of the arguments that people are making is the people for the ballot measure are making is that we're already seeing the oil industry declining and it's going to leave gaps in revenue for Alaskans to afford infrastructure, et cetera. What is your idea of a fair tax on oil production?
Well, I think, let me just touch a bit on the fact that, you know, the oil production has been declining over, well, since we started Prudhoe. We've seen less and less oil going down the TAPS pipeline. I think from my perspective, just 18 short months ago as the director of oil and gas for the state of Alaska, I got to view kind of sort of to see what's out there, what people are actually doing. And all of the big splashes that we saw in the news about these new oil finds, we're right on the verge of these companies spending the kind of money for infrastructure that will bring that oil to the TAPS pipeline. This is a change we have.
So you're saying that there's going to be an uptick in oil production in Alaska soon?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we need to have the kind of policies that encourage investment, not punitive taxation.
And besides the profit, you say that this will take 100% of oil companies' profits. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And this is information that was pulled together by economists.
One of the other things that the ballot measure would do is the major companies would have to disclose their production tax records, which are currently confidential. And supporters of the ballot measure say we're stewards for hundreds of billions of dollars, they don't even know how their own fields are doing. What is your take on that?
Well, I think that the tax initiative that they're pushing forward, they do decree that they want more transparency for the oil companies. But I want to talk about one of the underlying issues, that the knock-on effect that this policy would have.
It
would
also let's go back to the transparency issue. Like, I do think that that seems to be a pretty big deal. Do you think that that should be more transparent?
I think that this transparency issue has huge knock-on effects for Alaska businesses that support oil and gas, because those transparency issues means that all the paperwork for all the support industries will have to be disclosed. And then you can see that having an influx of competition from other states, from other places, would be easy for them. And I think this is ill thought through.
But it would just be for the big companies. Like, what is their production taxes? It doesn't say anything about the smaller companies.
It says that all of their information would have to be shared. So our information as supporters in the oil industry is, in fact, tied to their documents.
Is there a way that you think that the tax production records could be transparent, but your information could be protected?
Certainly not in the way the law is written. And this ballot measure is written, and the ballot measure cannot be changed for 2 years.
One of the concerns seems to be that Alaska legislatures don't have all the information to really quantify how much oil they do have, or what the actual value of the oil that they do have is. What's your take on that?
I think the Division of Revenue and the Division of Natural Resources with the state of Alaska has a pretty good idea of what the oil companies are paying.
You know, what is your answer to new revenue streams for Alaskans to fund state programs and infrastructure? I mean, you don't think the oil production is declining, but do you think that the current system in place should just stay in place, or are there ways to improve that system?
I do think that more revenue and more PFD deposits are going to result from more oil going down taps. And oil has a huge economic role to play moving forward, and we need to have good, well thought through policies.
What would be your ideal policy?
An ideal policy would be one that wouldn't change. And we see constant changes in oil and gas taxes for the state of Alaska. I think we would have a stronger oil and gas industry here in Alaska if we just held on to the policies we have. Then people know that what they're playing with and against. I think that's fair.
What do you think of the current tax structure in place?
I think the current tax structure is designed to protect the state of Alaska at low prices. It's doing that right now when we need it to be. And it is a balance that's very competitive against other United States provinces, you know, Canada, all over the world. That's how you see where our policies are the best, is are we competitive? And absolutely, our current policy keeps us competitive. Oil companies are investing in the state. The win for the state of Alaska is to get more oil. We need these companies to invest on the North Slope so we can reach that point and turn around the decline that we're seeing in the TAPS pipeline.
One of the supporters says that there is no economic reason for Willow to be deferred, because they have the available cash and it's an economic project. It sounds like what they're saying is the Willow project can go through if they have the available cash, even if this tax goes through. What is your thought on that?
I think that Willow is being progressed by companies that are very much paying attention to what's going on in Alaska's policies. And if anyone was to think that pushing through a ballot measure like ballot measure one is going to encourage oil search and the investors for the pick a field, they are dead wrong. That's absolutely not going to be the case.
You know, one of the things too that's being brought up is, you know, under the current law, if prices rise, you know, about 60, you know, big oil companies can deduct expenses from exploration and development. And it appears that that opportunity would be lost. But supporters of the ballot says deductions for costly new projects are reducing tax payments to Alaska to very low amounts, basically gutting the revenue for Alaskans. What is your take on that?
Well, the revenue stream for Alaskans is made up of more than just the tax portion. We also, inherent into our system, have royalty. And royalty is the big lever that more oil means more royalties and more taxes. It's a complex system. And you have to be an economist to even fully understand it. I certainly don't claim to fully understand it, but you have to take in the entire picture to understand how Alaska balances in all of this. And we do have a very fair and competitive system existing today.
What other concerns do you have about this ballot measure?
I also worry that this ballot measure it's very ambiguous. And how we're going to actually be able to move forward with this is very confusing. Experts have all come forward and said just that. It's going to be very hard to implement. And the knock-on effects of something like this, I'm certain we haven't even thought through all of them. And we're stuck with it for a full 2 years.
What do you think it will take to bring oil back into Alaska? And you touched on it earlier before, but I'm wondering, what am I missing in the picture of bringing more oil production back to Alaska?
Well, to have more oil production, you have to have investment. And so, I mean, we're very lucky because from a resource standpoint, we have discovered that we have seen the exploration to show us that we have these potential huge fields out there that haven't been tapped. And to get them to the TAPS pipeline, these companies have to build the huge infrastructure of bringing that oil to the surface and carrying it to pump station one. And that takes an enormous amount of investment.
I'm wondering, you mentioned that the current tax structure takes up 95% of the oil profits, the company's oil profits in Alaska. Can you kind of break that down a little bit more by what you mean about that?
At today's current oil prices of $40 a barrel, the amount of government take is comprised of the taxes, the royalties, the property taxes. It's comprised of a number of different components. And with what is being put forward under ballot measure one, companies would pay taxes whether or not they have a profit. So they would pay more than 100%.
That's if barrel prices, oil prices stay at $40.
That is correct.
But is there a strong likelihood that oil prices would rise? So there is a strong chance that the prices would go back up, I'm imagining.
I think right now, if you were to look around, the sentiment is that we're in a very different world. And the state of Alaska has certainly come forward in the Department of Revenue to state that they think oil and gas is going to stay in the $40 barrel range for years to come. Mm-hmm. People are projecting $40 a barrel is going to be our new normal.
Okay. Are there any final thoughts that you have about this ballot measure that I'm missing?
No, I just really implore people to look into the facts, understand these issues. This is absolutely the wrong time to move forward on an oil and gas tax initiative at the ballot. And we have a process in the state of Alaska. We should be using that if that's the way we want to go forward.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chantel, for coming on this morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.